Welcome back. We're delighted to welcome now Stan Poe, historian and author. Stan is the former president of the Naples Improvement Association and is the current president of Long Beach Heritage. And welcome to Straight Talk, Stan.
Thank you, Art.
Stan is a walking historian about the history of Naples that just a few years ago celebrated its 100th anniversary. Tell us a little bit about Naples.
Well, Naples was originally first discovered by the Spanish in 1784. There was a party who had gone out to look for a harbor and determined that there was too much oil seeping out of the sand, so it was a waste. And they went on over to San Pedro, and we know the rest of the story on that. Now, Naples kind of sat there until 1903 when Henry Huntington, who owned the Pacific Electric Railway, came in and bought the whole area down there from Livingston down to Seal Beach and from the ocean over to Pacific Coast Highway. And he started an area, much as Albert Kinney did the same year in 1905, both Italian waterway areas, and they started developing on their own. He had the electric line going down the peninsula and one over to Naples, the big red car, which had come to Long Beach in 1902.
This is about 1912, this
picture?
That picture
is 1912, and down the center of the peninsula, running diagonally, is the train line that continued all the way down to Newport Beach.
Wow. And of course, the gondolas were not invented by Michael O'Toole. They had gondolas way back then.
Right. Well, they got the idea from St. Louis World's Exposition in 1904, and they hired the fellow who was running the concession down there to bring them all down to Naples and to Venice.
And of course, this famous hotel was a magnet back then.
Yes, it was built in 1909. Huntington convinced Almira Hershey, who owned the Hollywood Hotel, to come down and be on his board and to build a hotel in Naples. So she built the hotel, but she never opened it. Never opened until 1929 when it was sold. It was used by Huntington to entertain prospective buyers.
And of course, Naples more or less today.
Naples today. The interesting thing in this picture for me, not only can you see the canals running concentric on the sort of center of it, but Pacific Coast Highway diagonals through going up across the Marine Stadium. Originally, Marine Stadium stopped where that bridge is. It was supposed to be it was actually 1921 a sailing lagoon for the project, and then they finally opened it up in 61 when they opened the Marine Stadium.
And was expanded in 32
for
the Olympics.
For the Olympics.
Stan also has written a wonderful book, Naples, the First Century, which is just replete with these and other wonderful photographs, and give us a sense of. I saw in the notes that you say that the demographics have not changed in Naples. So tell us about that.
No, well, Henry Huntington was from San Marino, and he convinced all of his neighbors to buy property down there, and so it tended to be a high-end, sort of well-educated group who bought down there, and it's just stayed the same. There was never a low time. There was never an ebb in the fortunes of the investors.
And there's a real cohesiveness among the residents of Naples, as evidenced by the NIA, the Naples Improvement Association, and neighborhood group with both residents and businesses.
Right. And the NIA, with my wife leading the pack, has replaced the seawalls in Naples with the using some of our engineers have volunteered their time, and they've saved a huge amount of money for the city, and the city has been able to match funds, and we've been able to replace the seawalls without a big tax assessment for the community.
And the Naples Pancake Breakfast each year is one of the favorite community events. Successful men and women get out there. I guess it's mainly men making the pancakes and the
right.
And the sausages, but they get out there and they're up early, and there are several thousand people that come, and you have a race, and it's a wonderful day.
Yeah, there's a hierarchy of cooks. They have to die off before you can join the ranks.
I see. But Naples is unique because of its architecture, because of its location, and what else, Stan?
Well, especially the neighborhood. I had moved out for a while. I was looking over in Malibu and Palos Verdes, and I didn't find areas that had the same community feeling. And in raising my family, I wanted to be in an area that was a close community. And it really hasn't changed, as I said, much since 1905. There's still that closeness. For years, we had our own market, and I had a friend who never went off the island.
Why leave?
Yeah, right.
Well, Stan is truly the embodiment of Naples, and provided so much time and effort to the NIA and now to Long Beach Heritage, which is a historical group?
Right. Long Beach Heritage is concerned mostly with the built environment, whereas the Historic Society is the archivist. Yeah. Now, I happen to be the archivist for Naples, and I was lucky enough when I started this project to get scholarship rights to the Huntington Library, which, of course, are the best archives in the world,
wow.
I think. But anyway, yes, Long Beach Heritage is concerned about the built environment and advocacy for retaining what we have of our background, our heritage. And the one thing that I saw a line from William Faulkner that made an interesting point, kind of fit my life, and it was that the past is not dead. In fact, for some people, the past isn't even past, and I think I'm one
That's
of those
wonderful.
People.
Well, if you'd like to get a copy of Stan's book, we'll put up the email address and a telephone number where you can get it. Stan, thanks so much for joining us, and really, more importantly, thanks for all the work you do for the community.
Thank you, Art.
We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
The facts are in. California State University Long Beach is among the nation's finest universities. For the fourth consecutive year, the campus ranked in the top five public comprehensive universities in the Western United States. In 2007, Cal State Long Beach was named the third best value among all American public colleges and universities. Through superior teaching, research, and community service, Cal State Long Beach is changing lives for a changing world.
Take care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love ribs.
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
Well, this was the second show of our 15th anniversary season, and it was filled with people that have played a significant role in the history of Long Beach. Mayor Beverly O'Neill, Jim Gray, head of the aquarium, David Malmuth, Cliff Rakovich, and our last guest, Stan Poe, who has lived on Naples for over 40 years. So, Stan, thank you again for being with us and for recording, being the historian of our past, which also points the way to the future. Thank you at home for being with us, and please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.